birthday party?
Miracle. There you go.
Welcome to the Abracadam Podcast. I'm your host, stand-up comedy magician Danny Whitson. I hope my Abracadamans are doing good, getting stuff done, son, like always. Coming off a very productive week. Just got back from Harrah's Casino in Cherokee, North Carolina, doing some magic out there. So absolutely had a blast. This was super cool. Super cool. One thing I love about entertaining people, man, is that you meet some really cool, interesting people. I was did a magic trick with a guy's 1974 Super Bowl ring that he won with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was freaking amazing that he let me do it in the first place. And also, I got to wear the ring. So that's right. Now I can say I have won a Super Bowl ring. And never played football. So, hell yeah. Anyway, super cool time. I will be back next week at Cherokee. So, if you guys are in the area, feel like doing some gambling, get out to Harrah's and come out and see me. But definitely a good time. Really enjoyed it. And I am exhausted. Absolutely exhausted, too. So, and I do apologize. Some of you guys may have noticed that this episode was actually supposed to come out yesterday. But I just got in, and I've been extremely tired, but I'm getting it out today. So I do apologize to my abracadamits. So sorry. But let's do this. Let's get right along. Let's get moving, and let's give a big shout-out to the sponsor for today's episode.
This episode is also brought to you by Will's Towing, located at 2081 Oak Ridge Turnpike, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Now, guys, no one likes to be broke down on the side of the road. It's awful. It sucks. But don't panic. If this does ever happen, give Will Roberts a call at 865-272-5300 and let Will Roberts take care of your towing needs. Will will come pick it up, and he will park that car anywhere you need him to park it. If you want that car set in your living room, Will will put it in your living room. Also, we've all seen those tow truck drivers that show up and they look kind of sketch, you know, like they may have been touching a possum before they came up to you. You know what I mean? One of those guys. You never have to worry about that at Will's Towing. Everybody who works at Will's Towing is clean, safe, and very friendly to deal with. So if your car breaks down, you need a towing service at all, give Will Roberts a call at Will's Towing. That's 865-272-5300.
All right, abracadamits. Now, today's guest, first of all, she's a very super talented actor. She really is. She's got some skills. But you may also know her from TikTok, Medieval Ashley. She's got a huge following on TikTok that seems to be growing by the day. She's also very active in the local acting scene here. So if you're around the Knoxville, Tennessee area, you've probably worked with her or you may have seen her in a film. Who knows? But if you've had any interest whatsoever into getting into acting and you think, well, I never was into theater, I never did it, it doesn't matter. She's definitely someone to listen to. You can get some really great advice from her in this episode. So, and also, let me say this real quick. Her name's really not that hard to say. I'm just an idiot. So if you guys will, sit back and relax and enjoy this fun conversation with the very talented actor, Ashley Georgiakopoulos. All right, I'm excited for today's guest on the Abracadam Podcast. We got Ashley Georgiakopoulos. How you doing?
I'm great, Danny. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Ashley, if you do not mind, will you let the listeners know who you are?
Well, you said it already. No, I'm kidding. I'm a local actor, local to Knoxville, Tennessee. I do dabble in some modeling, but I focus mainly in acting. I do TV, film, commercial, ad work, voiceover, you name it. And then I'm an influencer on TikTok and make my own original character type skits and interact with people there from like a fantasy perspective, a lot of gaming, Easter eggs and things like that. And let's see, I'm a mom, a wife, and kind of a jack of all trades.
Well, you know, first of all, that's interesting too. Like, cause I've seen a lot of the stuff that you've posted, like on your Facebook stories and the characters that you'll do, you know, and you're just like, wow, that's super cool. So, but now I didn't even think about TikTok. So you've got like a thing going on TikTok right now.
Yeah. That's probably my largest platform. We just hit 210,000 actually.
Nice.
Yesterday. So that's a nice little milestone. Wonderful, wonderful community of friends. I perform at the Tennessee Medieval Fair as Lady Marian in the Robin Hood production. And so there's a lot of people from the TikTok community actually coming out because we love kind of like that medieval fantasy vibe. We love Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, all that stuff. So it's definitely my target audience. And a lot of people are coming out from all over the states to see the Tennessee Medieval Fair. So it's a wonderful, very supportive community. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it.
Well, you know, like you said, you mentioned being an actor here in the Knoxville area, but you are actually probably, whether you know it or not, you're one of the top actors in this area. And, you know, everybody in the acting community, they know who you are. They talk highly of you. Like I said, I've seen your videos. You can tell you got skills. But this is the thing. What got you into acting? What got the interest going? What got the acting bug?
So it was an accident, kind of.
An accident.
It was an accident.
She tripped and fell and she played it off.
I played it off and they were like, wow, keep her. No, just for fun, I saw on Facebook a casting call for just being an extra for these crime reenactment TV shows. That's where the central hub of probably 80-90% of all the crime reenactment shows that you see. And that would be something fun to do one night. It's a quick 50, 75 bucks. I don't remember how much it was at the time. And met a lot of really cool people. And they're like, you should, you know, come back, do this again. And so, you know, did extras in a couple of other shows, just literally as just like a side gig, just something you literally are just sitting there, your face gets blurred out. It's not that big a deal. I'll try for something bigger. I'll try for something that actually has lines, actually has maybe a principal type character to it. And I started getting those things and networking with people on set and just building relationships. And so, like I've told everybody else, I've been riding a wave since 2017 and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's been crazy.
So you didn't have any background in theater or anything like that in school? Wow.
No, I was super practical and went like science medical route. I started out as pre-veterinarian and then switched to nutrition and later focused even further and became a lactation consultant with that nutrition background. I was very far from that whole realm completely.
So, well, this is the thing though, because whenever when you're doing your thing, I mean, you come off like this Shakespeare-y person who is like, you know, this person's been acting a long time, you know what I mean? So is it something that, was it new to you or something that you always knew inside that you could act?
I don't know that I thought of it that way. I think I always had like a really active imagination as a kid, you know, always was interested in playing dress up and very much my favorite thing to play was always something where I am the character of whatever it is I'm playing pretend of. I didn't really play as much with the toys and things like that. I was like, let's go play Little House on the Prairie and we've got to make it feel real. And, you know, I would always feel very dramatic around some of my friends, but then some of my friends would get it and they'd play along and we would just play our little hearts out. And so I always had a good place for that in my mind, but I never really thought I could do anything with that. I didn't think it was practical in Tennessee to try to pursue or put any effort behind that. So I never did theater. It always looked fun. It always looked like something I would want to do. But like I said, I was very practical. If I can't make a career out of it, then I'm not going to put my mind and my interests there. So, I wish I had
it. It blows my mind that you haven't done anything because you would seem like you would be so good at it.
Thank you.
I've got to find you on TikTok real quick. And I tell you what, guys, if you're on TikTok, Say your name again too, Ashley, so I don't screw it up for the listeners.
Yeah, so my name is Ashley Georgiakopoulos, but Georgiakopoulos, but since no one can ever say it or pronounce it, spell it, it's horrendous. I'm Medieval Ashley on TikTok, and that's spelled M-E-D-I-E-V-A-L. And it's
and it now, pretty how's much, it spelled again? You said Medieval Ashley?
Medieval. Mm-hmm. So it that's another one of the things I thought would be easy to spell, and no one can spell that either, but it's M-E-D-I-E-V-A-L, as in the medieval times, the medieval era.
Gotcha. And so Medieval Ashley, there you go.
There it is.
You have got a new follower.
Woohoo!
Bingo, there we go.
Oh my gosh, I just got an update that Danny Whitson follows me on TikTok. I am stoked.
That is awesome. So, okay, well then let's do this because something else I want to talk about too, because I always bring this up. And I hate these kind of rules that somebody came up that we had to, like in comedy, you know, if you were a male, you were a comedian. If you were a female, you were a comedian. Oh, I don't even know how the hell they say it. So we've got actor and actress, you know. Right. I don't say actress. I say actor.
Yeah, I'm trying to retrain myself with that too. Yeah.
I mean, to me, I think it just, you know, what's the, you know, what's your sex have to do with that label? I think they're all actors. Now, and also you're on the IMBD.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. IMDB, .me/ my awful first and last name, has a great list of my works and, upcoming projects. I'm sorry.
One Scarlet, what was
Scarlet, Starlet?
Scarlet Starlet. Was that your latest one that you've done?
No, not my latest. That one was, I guess maybe one of the latest local things that I've done, that got any real accolades. That was back in 2019. Recently, I partook in a couple of the local projects for Knoxville Film Fest, and that was Legacy. It was a short film with Seth Young and Travis. Oh, what's his last name? Just left me. Anyway, I love Seth and Travis, and they asked me to be a part of that project because it was kind of that medieval era type thing. They're like, oh yeah, this is right up your alley. You need to incorporate Ashley. Got a lot of my friends involved, wonderful extras that brought their garb, and they, I mean, they were like the real deal. It was amazing. It won some awards for best cast. I know there's a better name for it, but it got a lot of attention at the recent festival, and I was really proud of that. And then a recent documentary called Renaissance Man actually was a behind the scenes look at our fair, but it was focusing on a particular friend of mine that kind of is a similar background to me, in that he didn't start out as an actor in any shape, form, or fashion, just kind of fell into it, immediately became good at it, welcomed by it, found a home with it. And it's kind of following his story, but there's a lot of featuring of what we do, the kind of work that we put into making that fair come to life. Really neat stuff.
That is super cool. Now, I've heard of that. I heard of that film Legacy. I remember hearing about that. I believe, I don't know if my friend, Les Murphy, a good friend of mine, Les Murphy. I can't remember if you were in that or not, Les. So if you listen to this, I'm sorry, brother. But I do remember you telling me something about the movie Legacy.
He may have watched. I don't think he was in it, but he's such a great supporter that he's with it in spirit. You know what I mean? Like he, absolutely. Even if he's not actually there or in it or part of the creative process in any way, he's such a wonderful supporter that I definitely give him kudos and all the credit for just being such a wonderful supporter and supportive friend.
You know, I first of all, yeah, I've known Les for years. I love you, brother. If you listen, I love you, Les. I've got an IMBD, and I didn't even know I had one. And because I had done a few things. I did a little short film with Rip. You know Rip?
I love Rip.
And
yeah.
Super, super sweet dude. And then I did something very small, another part. And then this latest movie, WJHCAM with the Big and Funky production. So, I was looking on there. I was like, man, I had no clue I was even on there. And, you know, I feel like too much of a, you know, I'm an actor. Oh, all right. Well, we're going to stretch that one. Now. That's a stretch. Well, you know, what's weird, Ashley, is that, you know, any comic or, I mean, we are acting, you know, there's a part, you know, that, you know, we're saying the same things every show all the time, making it sound like the first time we're ever saying it.
Exactly.
And there's times, you know, I don't want to give too many secrets away, but there's little cheats and stuff that we do to help win over the audience, you know, and it's acting. Now, did you though, was this something, but you know, that stuff that I've had to learn to accumulate over the years with you, it hasn't been really that long though, right? For you. So
yeah, I started acting in 2017. It's not been long at all. God. But you know what? I take that back. I've been acting since 2008 when I started waitressing.
Ah, bingo! Yes, yes, that makes now
customer
that makes a lot
service
of sense.
Is the first form of acting.
Customer yes, service. I'll
give you another condiment.
That's great. So there you go, guys. If you're interested in acting, hey, get you a serving job and practice away.
Yes, practice away. It.
Okay, so now the Renaissance thing, like you said, that's your favorite thing. And actually, I've seen you kind of do, you know, different characters. Weren't you like shooting a bow and arrow and something?
Oh, yeah. We're just out here shooting stuff, yeah.
So it's like the Hunger Games, but the Renaissance style or something.
What came first, the Hunger Games or the Renaissance times?
The Renaissance times are here. Yes, yes, they are. Well, that's a big deal, though. That's a big deal. People really, you know, those are, you know, I mean, big deals, right?
I love it. Yeah. And it's one of those things. It's a hobby that you have to hone your skill. Every little tiny movement that you do, the way you breathe, every little adjustment, straightening of the spine, or you know, not having a great posture in that particular shot, just the tiniest little adjustment can make or break your shot, literally. And the bow was actually purchased by a creator. He's in his 70s. He's been making bows for a very long time. He lives out in Wallen, Tennessee. And I bought it from the bow hunter shop out in Alcoa is where he retails it from. And so it was special for me to get that as my first bow, because not only am I supporting my hobby and my interest in actually going for something and making something of that, I'm supporting a local creator that's been doing this for a long time. So it's very special. It's a very special hobby of mine.
So you're into the bow and arrow. Do you like do any hunting with it, or is it just kind of like the target shooting?
Just target shooting and incorporating it into some theatrical things where I can. We don't use it at the Tennessee Medieval Fair because of maybe not the director's not wanting to travel down that path of liability and having to worry about safety hazards and things like that, which I understand. But it's gotten me other gigs. It's been so cool. Recently we went to the ancient lore village out in South Knoxville. And that was one of the things that they were particularly interested in with me, is because I'm doing this type of content. I'm doing like medieval Renaissance type looks, fantasy type looks, but then they also had a grand opening of their archery lanes and axe throwing lanes. And they're like, it was like, it was a job meant for you to come out and be a part of that and make everybody feel like they've stepped back in time. So that was a lot of fun.
So you were in character the whole time while you were doing.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Is there a certain character that you, does this character have a name? Somebody that you go into, like this other personality type of thing?
Oh yes. Her name is Estrid. And the uniqueness with her is that she was named mostly created by me, but a lot of her, some of the facets in her backstory and her name were all given by my followers on TikTok. They essentially built her. I said, here's the platform, put her together, give her backstory. And somebody actually mailed me a bound in leather book of her backstory that they wrote out, and she's based all the way out in the UK, and sent that to me as a gift. And oh, I treasure it. And we've given her such lives. People use Estrid in their D&D games now. People are making artwork of her. It's been crazy, the life that they've given Estrid. So I brought Estrid to the Ancient Lore Village, and it was so fun.
That is so crazy pants, Ashley. I mean, think about that for a minute.
I'm an action figure. You know,
you are. Oh man, you're gonna be watching the next season of Stranger Things. Somebody's gonna play Estrid when they're down in the basement, you know. isn't that nuts though? I mean, like in a million years, would you ever imagine that?
No. No. It's wild. It's absolutely wild.
That is so cool. That is so cool. and what is even now? So what does your family think about it? Were they real supportive about you getting into acting and kind of doing the thing that you're doing?
I couldn't do it without my family. My mom is what I call a stay at home Gigi. So if it wasn't for her, I couldn't have afforded babysitters and things like that. You know how gigs are. You know they pop up. You got to hurry and figure out childcare and things like that. She lives 3 minutes away and is always just ready. Like, let me get your girl. You go do what you need to do. If she needs to spend the night, we've got her. She's the next best thing to her actual mom. So I love her for that. And then as far as like my dad, and I've got a younger brother, he's 7 years younger than I am. He's totally into all of this too. He doesn't make videos out of it. He actually acted in theater in high school and was fantastic. Did singing with the Madrigals, dressed up, wore the garb, all that stuff. But then it's like we switched spots. He's working a job, working full time, being super practical in adult life. And then I've regressed. But we bond and we love it. Like I bought him armor for his birthday. His birthday was yesterday, actually. And I bought him armor. And I'm like, this is, I've peaked. Like, this is amazing.
Man, I mean, this has got to be so wild. And now this is, that's super cool. Awesome. You know, that you've got a family that supports you. I always say, you know, first of all, I could never do what I do if it weren't for my wife. You know what I mean? She's like the greatest, you know?
Right.
And I realize that I, you know, there's not another woman on this planet that would put up with my crap the way she does. that's a big deal, is having that support. And that's also right. That you said your mother, that, you know, she babysits for you, stuff like that. Because in this world, I always tell people, you know, you say yes first and then figure it out if you can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. When the opportunity comes, a gig comes, you got to figure something out. So, right. And that's cool that you got somebody to get your back like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. So we know you're like into like, you're probably into like the medieval type movies and stuff, or I don't know, what is your favorite movie? What is your favorite movie?
Oh gosh. I'm always stumped by this because I like too many of them. I think anything with Kate Blanchett, and that's from a learning standpoint, I really like her acting style. My favorite medieval themed movie would be the Robin Hood movie that she's in. Russell Crowe plays Robin Hood and she plays Maid Marian. I could watch that movie ad nauseum. Love Lord of the Rings. I love action movies too. I'm the same way with food. I don't have a favorite food and I don't really have a favorite movie. It really depends on my mood, to be completely honest.
Okay, I've got to talk about this because, and I really don't want to turn into this guy, Ashley. I've been trying like hell not to turn into this old guy that's like, everything sucks now, you know? Gosh, dude, so much stuff does suck now. And I mean, okay, this broke my heart. Now, and if you haven't seen it, I'm just telling you, okay? I'm telling you. First of all, I love this man. I think he is one of the greatest actors of ever, you know, and also you can do a little research from his background back when he was a very young man. You'll find out how amazing this guy is. And I'm going to drop his name, Mr. Clint Eastwood. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen Cry Macho?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'm saying it right now. All right.
Okay.
I watched it. And I think it's a hunk of garbage.
Oh, no.
And it broke my damn heart because I think the biggest problem with the movie is Clint Eastwood is about 20 years too old to be playing the part that he's playing.
Okay.
And, you know, and I see it, and it's hard to believe. It's hard to relate. It's just, you know, because I'm like, dude, you're like 80. We all know you're like 80, and we just can't. You, no one sends an 80-year-old to Mexico to rescue a kid. It just doesn't happen. So, but anyways, there's so much garbage out there. It seems like these days, and I've even had this discussion, and I want to know your opinion about this. I love the comic book movies like everybody else. I think it's a thing to geek out on and watch, and you geek out. But I worry that this generation, you know, my son, my daughter, when they look back, they're not going to have movies like we had to look back on and be like, that was a great flick. You know, well, just like, you know, The Godfather and all those early, you know, stuff like that. The Titanic, even the Titanic, you know, we got to see stuff like that. You're not seeing movies like that being made now.
Right.
So what do you think? Do you think the future's looking bad, or what do you think is going to happen?
You know what I think the problem is? The accessibility. Everybody's a filmmaker now who wants to be a filmmaker. Everybody's an actor who wants to be an actor. Everybody can claim just about anything because tools and resources are so accessible now. But the quality of the work that's put out is totally different. And that goes for screenwriting too. Basically, it's the fake it till you make it mentality. And for some people, it works and that's how things happen. And then for some people, it's just, you know, somebody that's got money to make it happen and you've put it out there and now you can claim something. And I feel like that's kind of the culture we're in. And then we've got such technological advances and I immediately think of like the Marvel universe. It's such a cool universe in that it all interlocks somehow. Very action packed. It's the roller coaster of movies as I heard it put once. And it's really hard to top that, but at the same time, it's taking away from the quality of the cinematic art, you know? And Godfather is one of my favorites. It's one of those that you have to have like a snowy day to kind of sit in on and not have to go anywhere. But I do love it. And I think of like Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh my God, that was so good.
I've read the book and I've watched that movie over and over and over again. That's a classic to me. Like that is hard to beat. It's gothic horror, but it's not gory, scary. It's beautifully, beautifully written. It has just enough that eerie feel to it that makes you feel something. And then you've got good actors that carry it out. That's really hard to come by. So I have to say, I agree with you.
I'm not seeing, and it breaks my heart, you know? And I mean, there's a bunch of movies that pop up that I just think, I'm like, we don't get anything like that. And not even on the drama side, but I even think on the comedy side. Because when I look back on comedy, I think of like the 90s comedies, like everything the Farrelly Brothers were putting out were just, you know, the Something About Mary, you know, the Dumb and Dumber, Kingpin, you know, all those were hilarious. And now
that very, very specific niche of like Monty Python and like all of that, right?
Yes. And then it's just, I'm not seeing it these days. And it's just breaking my heart. And I think you're right. I think it's the fact that this once again, I'm going back to screaming like an old man, but it's like everyone has a platform. Everyone has, you know, it's like, the sad thing is, it's like if everyone's doing it, it's maybe the talent gets muffled in all the garbage and lost in all the garbage now.
I was just about to say we have to do a lot more digging now. So when I go through Netflix, I get overwhelmed and I turn it right back off because I'm like, this looks really good, but it also could be really good marketing. And then I'll start watching it like, yep, it was just really good marketing. This sucks. I don't like it. And then I'll turn it off. And I don't know. And then I find out later, oh, this show was good. I'm like, well, the marketing sucked, but I'll watch it now that you've watched it for me and have sorted through the weeds essentially. But gosh, I don't have to, that's, people ask me, have you watched this? Have you watched that? I just don't really watch things anymore. It's hard.
I don't get a chance to. There's so many times that I will start something on Netflix and then I get like in the first 10, 15 minutes, I'm like, this is not doing it for me. I can't do it because you're right. There's so much of that. And maybe that's something else. I didn't even think about that, but because there's some things that have just been marketed so great. And you're like, oh, you know, just like the movie I just mentioned, Cry Macho. I was like, holy crap, I've seen the previews for this. I've got to watch this. Clint Eastwood's, you know, this may be his last movie. I want to see it. And when I watched it, I was like, I can't believe this. It made it on Netflix. This is garbage. This is right. not good, you know. And somebody had a lot of money they dumped to get Clint Eastwood in their film. But the writing just this, you know, I hate to say that, you know, but it's true. But then you look at a movie that was, and I'll say this, you look at a movie that was filmed here in Knoxville that I don't think had a lot of marketing behind it, but you watched it and it was a great little movie. It really made you feel in touch with Burt Reynolds was the,
The Last Movie Star.
Last Movie Star. I love that movie. Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was very sweet. And like you said, it made you feel something.
You feel something. And I think that's something that's, you know, and I'm with you on that. Now I'm going to tell you about another movie. I always brag about this too. And this isn't a movie that people can watch. And you can't be a moron and watch this movie. I'm just going to say it. Okay. So idiots, don't watch this movie. You'll hate it. But have you ever seen Ghost Story with Casey Affleck?
I don't think so.
Okay. First of all, what it is. Okay. It's about a movie about if a guy, okay, first of this, regardless to whatever you believe what happens when you die, but let's say when you die, ghosts are real.
Sure.
The reality, now think for a minute, the reality of actually being a ghost.
Yeah. Okay,
that's Casey Affleck in this movie. He's just a bodiless consciousness, and time has no begin or end. It's wild. And of course, through the whole movie, the way that, I mean, he's wearing the hacky sheet like a ghost, but that's just for you to be able to keep up with what kind of with the movie, you know, I mean, that's sure. So. But anyways, it was real interesting when you watch that movie because it's kind of depressing as hell. And it makes
I love movies like that, though.
Exactly. Well, the thing I loved about it is like, I was like, well, if you die and this is what it's like. This is pretty damn close to what it's like, you know? Yeah. So it was interesting. I love stuff that makes you feel something that you weren't expecting to feel, you know, that's the kind of stuff I love. But I do worry, like you have the comic book movies and don't get me wrong. They're fun to watch and nobody has ever done anything like they've ever done in the history of comic book movies. Never been done before.
They brought it to life. Yeah,
they have. But the other thing is that comic book movies do not age well. So that's what I worry about. Like 20 years from now, people are going to be looking back and be like, and the film, you know, Iron Man 17, you know, I don't think they're going to be, you know, talking about that film 25 years from now, you know, like we do about The Godfather and, you know, some of the other movies. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted your thoughts on that. Now, well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Who is your favorite actor? Who inspires you?
Well, I mentioned her before, but Kate Blanchett is my go-to for sure. I like her range. And I think part of it is because some of the things that I have done in the past have felt kind of typecast. Oh, she's blonde, blue-eyed, younger than... at the time 30, you know, she's going to be the damsel in distress kind of thing and apply that, however that applies in whatever project we're doing. Kate can pull off the villain just as much as she can the love interest. She has a beautiful range and I adore anything that she's in. So I'd have to say she's probably one of my favorite, if not the favorite actor.
Okay, cool deal. That's awesome. Well, let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashley. Georgia Kapalos. Did I say it right?
No.
I'm saying, Georgia
Kapalos.
Kapalos. Georgia Kapalos.
But you kind of said it like Siri says it on my phone, Georgia Kapalos. You know, you can, I'll take it.
Georgia
you
know? Kapalos. Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Georgia Kapalos.
Georgia Kapalos.
Georgia Kapalos. Georgia Kapalos. Georgia Kapalos. Georgia Kapalos. Georgia Kapalos. I got it. All righty. Here we go.
Here I am.
I hear they're making a sequel to that too, by the way. Is that, do you know any truth to that? Are they coming
out? I don't know anything about that.
Okay. All right. Well, damn it.
Maybe. Somebody said something. I don't know that much, but I feel like
You're saying you're not in the film. That's what you're saying.
I don't know anything about film at all. I don't even know what you're talking. I'm just kidding. No, I do remember saying somebody that loves Beetlejuice saying something about Beetlejuice coming back, but I don't know anything other than
okay. That. Well, let's do this. Let's do this. Ashley Georgiakopoulos. I said it right. And you did. On every episode of the Abracadam podcast, we have to ask our guests a hell gig story. Let's hear a good hell gig story, Ashley.
All right. And this was very recent. It has a happy, funny ending, I guess. But one of the hardest things I have ever done, I was on a commercial for some new app that's coming out. And basically, my husband and I are busy, outgoing, you know, outdoorsy type people, but, you know, we've got all these chores we have to do, but, oh, there's an app for that kind of thing. So that we get to go out on our mountain biking trip after all. I'm not a mountain biker. I can ride a mountain bike. I know how to change the gears, but I don't do tricks and I don't really go over things with the said mountain bike. And the director's like, okay, so what we're going to do is Ashley, I'm like, why not the other dude? He actually looks like he does this. But Ashley's going to go up this steep embankment as fast as she can around a curve and then go by her husband and kind of acknowledge him, because he's going to be, you know, filming her with his phone for social media. And then he gets the notification on his app that their chores are done, you know, that service has been completed. I'm like, okay, cool. When I get there, the whole thing's on a hill. And then the embankment is like super steep around this curve. So I go over it and over and over it, trying to get the handle of it. What he didn't tell me is that once I go around this steep embankment, this very tight curve, I'm also going to be going still even more downhill. And there's this big boulder like sticking up in the middle of the trail right before you go around another steep curve. So it's like this S curve with rocks. And at the very end of that curve sits his very expensive camera. So this is where it gets funny. Is I'm going around, I'm practicing, going around this curve. And I'm supposed to be quiet because he's mic'd and he's supposed to say, oh, that was fast, you know, whatever he's supposed to say. So I go over this and I keep going, shit. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, don't go over the handlebars when you go over this boulder, and then don't hit the really expensive camera. And every time I would go around it, shit. And the very last one, I dropped the F-bomb. And at the very end, the whole rest of the crew would be there, like waiting to kind of like catch me. Like the makeup artist was there, and like some of the other staff and crew were just hanging out there, and they were like cheering silently for me every time I would get to the bottom. They were like, because they were all supposed to be quiet. And so I later found out that the bike that I was on, this just added to that list of, wow, this could have really been bad. That mountain bike was like a $5,000 to $6,000 mountain bike. They had me on. So going over boulders, around curves, and at expensive equipment on a $5,000 to $6,000 mountain bike that belonged to one of the crew members, I made it out alive, but I never want to do that again. So I guess close to not having my career anymore.
see that lady in the commercial? Did she just say fuck? What? I read her lips. That's hilarious. Man, that's crazy, because I guess just like anything, sometimes you don't even know what you're walking into, right?
Yeah, you've got to be prepared. I mean, and to my defense, I will say I have it as one of my skills, mountain biking, but you can rate it like if you're like beginner, moderate, or expert. And I've got it on there as beginner, because I, like I said, I technically know how to ride a mountain bike, but I am not a mountain biker. There's a clear difference, clearly. But if you put something on your resume, you better be able to show it right then and there, just like with an accent or a foreign language or anything else. If you can't do it, don't put it on there.
See,
they will test you.
That is so strange too, because that was new to me. Whenever I got with an agency and, I was filling it, and I was like, damn, they need to know my pant size, my arm length. You know what? This is crazy. It's everything that they ask you. And then, it was just really weird. Now, do you do any stuff in Atlanta? Because, Atlanta is like a real, real hot spot right now.
It is. It's overly saturated hot spot. Very hard to get down in Atlanta. I've only been down there once. But my very first SAG audition took place for an Atlanta project. But now most of my stuff is here or done virtually. I did have one project that's filming. It's still going on. We're going to continue filming in April. That's up in Kentucky. But I've gone to Nashville, North Carolina, Kentucky, and then one time in Atlanta. But it's very oversaturated.
It's very big time.
You basically have to live there to get good work. And to live there, you either need to be rich or have four roommates. So I digress.
And love horrible traffic.
Yes.
Let me ask. Okay, what was that? Oh, yeah. This is what I was going to ask. Now, me and my good friend, Chris Rogers, we are co-producer. Chris Rogers from the Knox by Night Band, great friend of mine. We do a lot of sketch comedy together, put a lot of stuff out there. But we're also producing the Knoxville Comedy Film Festival this year.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So I didn't know if I haven't seen everything that's been submitted, but I didn't know if should we be seeing your face in anything. Have you done anything?
I have not done anything. No, I only did a few projects for Knoxville Film Fest, and two of those projects were already filmed way in advance. I am booked for the rest of this year doing just different nonsense. But I would love to come back to the Knoxville Comedy Film Fest, because I did do that. I think it was in 2018 or 2019, for the infamous Big Bing Bang. I played Maggie.
that was actually the last one, because we didn't do one last year because of COVID.
Right.
And then we did one, but the year before that, yes, which was a big success, huge success.
Yes. I was so proud of it. I love it.
Super cool. All right. Well, I tell you what, let's do this. Let's ask. Oh, wait a minute. One thing I want to do before I ask this next question. Now, every guest on the Abracadam podcast, not every guest, but only actors. I'm going to do some mind reading. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You like magic, Ashley?
I love magic.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to try to do some magic. All right. What I want you to do here, hold on. Let's see. Let's try this. Think of a card. Just think of one. You got one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep in your head there. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to read your mind.
Okay.
All right, Ashley, what I got here, I got a deck of cards, and I'm going to cut the deck, okay? I'm going to give it that. Okay. But first, before I cut, let me ask you, the card you're thinking, is it a high card, a low card, or maybe in between?
Hopefully it's a sober card. I don't think it's high.
Don't think it's high. Okay. And not too low either, right? So here we go. I tell you what, I'm going to cut right there. I'm obligated right here.
How low is too low?
It might feel low.
How low is too low?
It's okay.
If it's not too low?
Well, I tell you what, it's depressed. No. I tell you what was the card you were thinking of?
You want me to tell you?
Go ahead. Yes.
Two of spades.
The two of spades?
Yeah.
That is low. That's a super low card. What are you talking? I tell you what. You said the two of spades.
Yeah.
The two of spades. We nailed it, ladies and gentlemen, for you guys listening.
How?
Now, the Two of Spades is a pretty damn low card, Ashley. It doesn't get any lower than the Two of Spades.
All I said is it wasn't high.
She's like, well, you know, it's a Two of Spades, but it's playing the part of an ace. You've been abracadammed. Abracadammed. I do balloon animals too. Let me show you this real quick.
Okay.
Balloon animal. Do you like balloon animals?
I love balloon animals.
Okay, watch this. I'm going to show you. Watch. It's a bird. Okay, all right. It's horrible. There we go. That's all I do, though, okay?
That was the prettiest bird I've ever seen in my life.
The beautiful balloon animal bird. Okay, Ashley, now we got to move right along to our thought-provoking question, okay?
Okay.
Thought-provoking question. Ashley, Georgia, go ahead. Georgia Coppolis. I was saying it. I was getting ready to say it. Coppolis. Yeah.
It was there.
Do you believe in conspiracies at all? Not the crazy ones. We're not talking about the 2020 crazy ones. We're talking about maybe like some of the cool ones, like UFOs.
Oh, for sure. The cool ones, like the ones that are real. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do this. If there was a conspiracy about Ashley Georgia
Coppolis,
Georgia Coppolis, mm-hmm. That space is, I'm doing that, you know, that space is there for a reason. If there was a conspiracy about you, what would it be?
Ooh, that is thought-provoking. Oh my gosh.
Now let's think about it. Here you are on TikTok land, all your followers on TikTok. Maybe it could be your character.
I'm a time traveler.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So, it's like some Outlander shit going on.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So you are a time traveler. Then why in the hell did you come back here? And
I have a lot of work to do.
So you have a lot of work to do. Okay. So maybe you're chopping off heads and, you know, like Highlander, and isn't that the only way to kill him? Wasn't that the only way to kill?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
I will take it. Okay. I will take it. She's a time.
Not once, if yes.
That was a badass movie back in the day. Yeah. I love those movies back in the day.
Yes.
Those were awesome. Awesome movies.
That's the kind of movies I'll sit and watch anytime.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. If you could star in any movie, what movie would you want to star in?
A movie? Does it have to like exist already?
Yes, it has to be one that people can know what the hell you're talking about. And not Robin Hood. You've already said Robin Hood.
It can't be Robin Hood. Now, I wasn't going to say Robin Hood. I was thinking, I think it'd be fun to be in a superhero movie just to like see myself with powers.
Okay, cool. What would your power be?
I'm thinking like Dark Phoenix, like X-Men type stuff.
Oh, now
I telekinetic, psychic, you know.
Like Two Spades. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I
want special effects. I want everything.
I can dig it. All right. So we'll do this because someone listening may want to get into acting, and you know, just like with a lot of things, a lot of people like to think, well, you know, that takes years and years and years and years and years of practice. I could never do that. You, like you said, 2017, I believe, is when you got into it.
Right.
And you have progressed so far along. Any advice to anybody looking into wanting to get into acting and do what you do?
Take your time and get ready to practice your craft would be my first piece of advice. Don't go into it thinking that you take years to get ready for something, but also be willing to learn, because there's so many different types of acting. With TikTok, we see a lot of overacting because that's what's eye-catching. You have to get their attention right away, and that in itself works. But on film, you have to work in your eyebrows have to know how to act. Like everything, every inch of your being has to convey what you're acting. As far as resources go, Actors Access is probably one of the most legit things out there to use to submit yourself. You don't need an agent right away. Things like extra work and local things, do that. Do your homework, do your experience with those, and just take your time and learn, because you're going to nurture relationships and friendships and collaborations that way too. So it's not a waste of time to be an extra in something, but you have to start somewhere. You're not automatically going to be the star of something or get a speaking role necessarily, but go and learn what goes on behind the scenes. It gives you a sense of appreciation for all the work that it takes to put on something good. Learn from other actors, learn from directors, learn from the whole crew, because they all can teach you something. So get ready to learn, get ready to have your eyes open, and just enjoy it. In fact, I was having a conversation live on TikTok yesterday I was basically saying, it's kind of like getting used to rejection, but I don't like to look at it that way. You may audition for 100 things, and 99 of those things will tell you no if you even hear anything back at all. And that's okay. So how do you combat that? You audition with everything that you have in that moment. You give it your best shot and do your very best job for that particular audition, even if it's just a voiceover. Submit it. Everything's self-submitted now. We hardly audition in person anymore. So submit your best product, do your very best. And then as soon as you hit that button that says submit and everything's sent through, forget about it. Move on to the next project, move on to the next thing that brings you joy. And if you hear back from that project, great. If not, you were a circle and they needed a square. And that's all. That's all it was. So I know that was like a lot of different little tips, but it's ones that are most important to me.
That is awesome. That is some fantastic advice. I totally, you know, from what I know, I do agree. I've submitted a few of them, and that's one thing I need to learn how to do, is to like not continuously think about it, you know, over and over and over. So great advice. Perfect advice. Now, okay. So where can the listeners, they can check you out once again on TikTok, website or anything like that. Anything you would like to plug?
Well, thank you. I honestly have not done a website. I try to keep it as simple as possible. I'm on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, and that's it as far as social media. My Instagram and TikTok are both public, both under the same handle, Medieval Ashley. And you can find my works and things that I've done or have things coming up on IMDb. So yeah, that's the best places to find me, I think.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, Ashley Georgiakopoulos. Said it right.
You did it.
Yes. Yes. This has been a blast and such an interesting conversation talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on the Abracadam podcast.
Well, thank you truly for having me on. I think you're a great interviewer and ask very, very good questions that are both entertaining and thought-provoking. So it was a pleasure to come on.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Ashley Georgiakopoulos. Like I said, such a fun guest, super talented actor. And if you do get a chance, definitely check her out on TikTok or go check out her IMBD. You know, you can check out some movies that she's done too, and actually get to see Ashley do her thing. I do want to say, if you guys have not done so yet, be sure to follow and subscribe to the Abracadam podcast on whatever platform it is you listen to podcasts. You know, I try to keep a variety. Now, I know I have a lot of comics and magicians, but you know, like this, I like to have some actors. I like to bring in all kinds of people. So anybody interesting. Also, and if you are an interesting person, hit me up. I would love to have you on the Abracadam podcast sometime. I do want to say this. I forgot to throw this out here. I do have a show date coming up November 13th. I'm going to be in Mooresville, North Carolina. So if you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, Mooresville, I'm going to be at the Wobbly Butt Lounge is what I think it's called. Crazy name. I don't know, man. But tickets are on sale, I believe, right now. So Anyways, and I believe you can get tickets at barelyfunny.com. So you can get your tickets there. But anyways, like always, abracadamits. Thank you for listening.
Please stop drinking vodka at my kid's birthday party!